Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Frontline Gardaí will begin wearing body cameras from today. 350 members of the force from three Garda stations based in Dublin will start using the technology on a pilot basis ahead of a planned rollout across the country next year. Niall Hodgkins is Vice President of the Garda Representative Association and is on the line. Good morning, Niall.
Good morning, Claire, to you and your listeners.
Now, you've been waiting for some time for the introduction of these cameras, so is today a good day?
Today is a good day for all the members that the GRA represent. I'm delighted there you identified that we are waiting a considerable amount of time. We've been calling for these body-worn cameras as far back as 2016/2017. But I suppose you're sometimes used to the GRA on here and giving out about everything. But what I have to say is, Claire, I was interrupted there. Sorry,
no, you're
about
fine.
That.
Don't worry. Listen,
consensus generally, of course, among senior management and ourselves.
Okay, so how will this work then? Will you explain it to us? What does the pilot look like?
Well, it's not a pilot as such. It's what's called a proof of concept. And a number of different cameras will be used during that proof of concept. And our senior management team have identified that they want to explore different situations. So, for example, I suppose a thing what's called a buffer. So these digital systems will record something 30 seconds prior to them actually being switched on. And that buffer, in certain circumstances, will have just visual, the previous 30 seconds visual, and in other circumstances, it will have both visual and audio. So they'll decide then what best suits their needs and our needs. And then, of course, we will require a digital evidence management system then going forward, and legislation in respect of same about managing all that evidence that's gathered from the cameras.
Okay, so Niall, how will it work in terms of when will the camera be switched on? Because they'll be very visible, the public will be able to see that the Garda is wearing them. But does the Garda have to inform the person they're interacting with that they're switching the camera on?
Well, each and every Garda that will be handed this these machines, first of all, will receive online training and then actual in-person training, and won't actually get to use the machinery until all of that training has been passed. But the long and short of it is no, they won't necessarily have to inform the public, because let's think about it there, Claire. These things are actually a police tool. So their primary function is gathering evidence, because simply when you pare it all down, that's what we are as police people and police persons. We're simply evidence gatherers. And this is a tool that will go a long way in helping us in respect of that particular issue. But following on from that, obviously, as police personnel, we would talk about how it'll be great for our member safety and stuff like that. But the winners here also are the public. And if I may add again as well, then victims of any incidents that we're called to, often you'll hear from police people there that the first 24 hours, 48 hours after any incident are the most important. But with this technology, we will be arriving on the scenes of crime scenes, road traffic collisions, and these tools will collect all that stuff that hasn't been available to us in the past.
Okay, and you mentioned the roads there. The Garda cars will also have these cameras, will they?
That's true. That's true. When the full rollout comes, Claire. Now, that won't be for another while yet, because we're told there this morning at a launch that we have to await legislation governing all the complex issues that surround a full rollout. And I could have your I'm going to have your listeners on here for the rest of the morning discussing those complex issues, but and there are a number of them, but legislation is required with regards to processing the information and getting it before a court and stuff like that. But ultimately, yes, they will be involved in the rollout process.
Not everybody agrees, of course, with the use of these cameras. There are concerns about civil liberties. There are concerns about profiling, whether that's gender profiling or racial profiling. What do you say to people who are worried about this development?
Well, I think, you know, I'm going to say that the positives for this, Claire, far outweigh the negatives. And what I'll say is that some would point to the delay, that 8-year delay, that they were saying that they were trying to get everything on a proper status from a legal perspective. And that probably contributed to the delay. So all those issues and concerns that people would have had regarding this technology have been dealt with over that amount of time.
Mm-hmm. What do you know about how long the evidence from the cameras will be kept for?
I'm not really a techie person, but what I will say is, as soon as the what I can say about it is that soon as the device is docked into these stations on completion of a member's tour of duty, the footage from that goes into the cloud. Now, before it gets to any sort of court proceedings, obviously there is a chain of evidence, and once that is preserved, these cameras will then obviously provide footage for any judge or any juror before the courts. And remember, it's not going to be edited footage. It's going to be genuine footage, probably catching the aggression of people that we have had interactions with, probably catching the manner of them. And very often you see the people we have interactions with heretofore, subsequently, when they appear on a court date, they're a very different individual when they're polished, probably wearing a shirt and tie, and presented to a judge in a well-choreographed defence.
Which they're, they're entitled to do. There's nothing illegal about doing
that.
Absolutely.
And what we're suggesting is that this would always prevent or present a very different scene to what we would have experienced. But now we're in a position to say, and I'm not one for using cliches, but the camera won't lie.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens with it. As you say, it is a proof of concept exercise, which is underway now with 350 Gardaí wearing these cameras, and the planned rollout is due to happen across the country next year. Niall Hodgkins, thank you very much for joining us.